Oh my goodness. Welcome back. You came back. Hello, everybody. How is everybody doing? Welcome back to Miss CC's After School Talks. Man, it has been a long week. I'm getting back into the swing of things. I just got off of spring break. I know. How do you have a spring break when you couldn't even go anywhere? Trust me, I made the best of it. But I hope y'all listened to my first podcast, in which I've discussed my top 5 favorite things of after school. Hope you shared it with others. And send me a message so I can hear your top 5s. Okay. If you have not done so, please favorite my podcast channel on Anchor and subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts so you can stay up to date on every new episode that I do. Miss CC's After School Talks. Alright, moving on. Let's jump into this episode. Number 2. So, for episode number 2, this is what we're going to talk about. So, the do's and don'ts during homework time and after school. Yes, I said that right. The do's and don'ts of homework time and after school. I know, I got to talk about this. I just had to get it off my chest real quick. Ooh, bear with me. I know y'all been feeling the struggle too. Them educators and, ooh, yeah, y'all know. Okay, so it says, research shows that students are more successful when they devote regular set amounts of time to homework and when they are able to work on their homework in a structured, safe, self-selected space. Yeah. Okay. When a homework environment is organized and managed effectively, students know what to expect, begin working properly in their designated space, and are less prone to distraction. Routines, clear expectations, and well-thought-out space configurations reduce behavior problems and disruptions, leading to more productive use of time and increased achievement. Students work at their own pace. If they finish before the homework portion of the after-school program is over, or do not have homework on that particular day, they can move to another space and work on education-based games either individually or in groups. So, this is my number one. My number one is making sure the environment, the space, fits the needs of your students. So, if I have fifth graders, I'm not about to have my fifth graders in a classroom, a kinder-based classroom. They cannot fit their longer legs underneath them tables. They cannot sit in those small itty-bitty tiny chairs or the beanbags. They can't. They just can't do that. So you need to consider your grade level, the group that you have. Also, with the learning environment, you can consider having small groups. I know some people in the past that I have noticed when I observed them or worked with them, they do small groups, individual groups based on student needs. And I thought, well, that's a smart idea. I tried it out depending on what group or age I had before, and it was a success. So you have to really look into what your student need, what their needs are. So I say with the environment, make sure students are quiet, the space is lit, not like turn up lit, but you know, they got the light coming in just so they can see their homework. You know, you can create an ambiance, but it's how you do it as an instructor. You can try to go early to arrange your room. I don't know how much prep time people have, but you can try to arrange the room if you're not sharing that room. That's always a plus and a dream for all after school program line staff. Make sure that the students know what areas are available and what areas are off limits. Like I said, create an independent study area for people who don't want to be seen or see other people when they do the work, like having partitions or sitting and on a beanbag or a pillow underneath something, a table or something, whatever works, okay? As long as they're safe. Make sure everything is comfortable for them. If the students can be relaxed and they can do the work silently, it's always an A plus, a 5 if you ask me. Okay, number 2, do. I say pay attention to materials first before you get there. You should make sure you have, oh yeah, pay attention to the materials before you get there, when you get there, and when it's over. Okay, I say that because I have been working in education and after school for so long, and I have noticed some line staff who always get so stressed out about the materials missing, materials that, materials this, they don't turn it in. I'm not giving them to them no more. I'm like, okay, what is going to be the outcome for the kid? I know we have our needs as line staff, but at the same time, it's a compromise and we got to have the expectations set in place. So I feel like a do is you need to provide all needed materials for kids. It's free. I know the materials is not cheap, but we need to make sure that we provide efficient working materials for the kids. We can't tell the kids we don't have this, so you can't do your homework. That don't work. So you got to think outside the box. Have pencils, art materials, paper, writing paper, writing books, cursive books, scratch paper, some games. Just plan for your materials so homework help time can be smooth for you. You always want to have them busy. Check with the school day. Even check with the school day teacher. See if they got extra copies that you can borrow or use. Organize your materials before homework time. Make sure if you're doing journals, have the journals ready. Have homework folders ready with worksheets in there already. Make sure you store materials in the space so whoever gets it, they know where it's at and won't take a long time to get it out, and the students won't be waiting for this to get that ready. All right, provide books or educational games for students to do once homework is completed. Yeah, because sometimes you can't even go in the classroom and use the books from the school day teacher because, you know, some are territorial and some are open-hearted and open-spirited and just, you know, whatever y'all need, we got you, okay? Second. So, number three, I feel like a do is set a reasonable homework schedule for students. Like, let them know that you got 5 minutes to get all your stuff out. You got 10 minutes to look through what you need help on, circle it, and try to start it on your own. Then you got 20 minutes to get help, 2 minutes per student for if you're with the teacher, 21 minutes to finish that homework, and if you finish, then you need to go on and read a book. So it needs to be reasonable. I mean, you can work the kinks out. Some kinders might need a lot more help. Third graders might need, like, I don't know. It's different. So they say 10 minutes per grade level. Set a reasonable homework schedule for the students. All right, my number four. I don't know why I numbered it, but we're going to just keep going with it. A do is, you need to provide meaningful after-school completion activities. That don't mean they can just draw and color a worksheet. Put a little bit of thought into it. Think about what they can build. How can they build their study skills? What's their interest? Maybe they want to be a singer. Have them try writing a poem. Maybe they have tests coming up. Create a study group. Do a book club. Do some educational games. Let them figure out if they want to finish their work from school. If you have a student that come up to you and be like, Miss Cece, we was doing this in class and I really want to finish it. Can I finish it? Yes, you can. Don't ever deny the students. Don't tell them no. Say yes, but you got to do X, Y, and Z first. So I think that's a do that my staff or educators should do in after school. Another thing is, I guess this is number five, determine leadership and management. Leadership as in who is going to be doing X, Y, and Z in the classroom so your homework time can run as smoothly as possible without any hiccups. So
You need routines. How do they enter? How do they greet you? Is there a welcome? Who pulls out material? Where is materials going to be located? Is there a check-in spot? Where is homework completion need to be turned in? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can go into detail into this, but you know, I'm on a time limit. Or I can save it for another podcast. All right, so if you have large groups, how are you going to do these large group check-ins? Are you going to have one set table? Is it going to be a round table? Are you going to move tables together? This is just something you can think about. Attendance. I think when you, this could be like an easier check-in to see if people have homework. So you can call their name once you get in the classroom and be like, do you have homework? Thumbs up, thumbs down, no. You can greet them, say hi. It's an easy check-in. Can get right to it and you can move on to homework. Communication. What's the process? What's the procedures? Will you use silent signals? Would they use quiet raised hands? Would they just shout out? Are there time limits in between when they can talk or not talk, voice level? Yeah, so determine the management of the routines of how classroom will run verbally and functionally. Okay, so those were my do's, my top five do's. I can go more and more, but those were the main focus points that over the years I experienced that really helped me as a line staff, that made homework time a lot more fun for students and more fun for me to be able to help them with their homework and not being so distracted and be like, I can't do this. But now down to the don'ts. Woo! Number one, do not allow students to work on anything but homework. Work must have purpose and fulfillment. Like I said with the do's, have a purpose. Don't just let them color. If they want to be an artist, have them write up a plan. They need to practice that. They can use that in the long run. If they want to sing, have them write a poem. They practice in their writing skills and you need to have a plan. Okay, kids just can't be up and draw and do anything, you know? Give them steps. Number two, do not ignore the disturbance caused by another student during homework time or hour. I cannot stress that enough. I remember one year, I just had this one student. I was just getting so tired of him. I was just like, he just want attention. Just ignore him. But it just got so bad, I was just like, what did I do? So I reached out for help. I asked my supervisor at the time, and I was just like, I can't keep sending this person in timeout. I can't keep sending them to buddy room. So I came up with a plan, baby steps, had a conversation, parents involved, supervisor involved, signed the contract. I mean, it's a behavior issue. Like, you can't be up in homework time doing all that mess. I mean, come on now. So, you know, I did my little steps to get to the point I want him to get and made him understand, like, I'm here for you. Work with me, not against me. You know, and, you know, this person in middle school now, I hope they're doing homework as fine as I think they are. Do not ignore those kids, please don't. All right, number three, don't come to class without an agenda, expectations posted. You need to have the agenda. They need to know what they're doing. They need to know because they will let you know, okay? The expectations need to be posted and reiterated. They need to know, they need to hear, they need to see. Students need consistency. They want to be held accountable and want to make sure you are held accountable. I'm gonna say that one more time. Students, they want to be held accountable and want to make sure you are held accountable. No lie, all T. I know I had students tell me, that's not right, Miss Easy. And the whole class was like, ooh, I can't do anything but own up to my mistake and apologize and be like, and reassure them that it's okay, I made a mistake. I'm gonna make sure it won't happen again because we all make mistakes. We human. And, you know, just have a conversation with your kids. They need to hear it. They need to feel it. They need to know that they're doing something correct, or if they're doing something wrong, they need to know that somebody else is doing something correct. Oh, that's my friend. Okay. And they can go back that recess time and talk, Ooh, Miss CeCe shouted you out. You was on task doing your homework and you was at level zero. Ooh, friend, come on, let's go play outside. Let's go play hopscotch. They need to know. So please don't have them expectations posted and reiterated all the time. Say it again one more time. Number four, don't connect with school day teachers and families about student homework progression and or incompletion. No, people need to connect with the school day teachers so they can get extra information on the student, because the school day teachers are with the parent, with the student, 4+ hours a day. They know the parents are with them a lot of hours a day, so they know too. So I think keeping those as your resource, as your backbone, as your support can help you in the long run. I don't think you should withhold any of this information from the parents or the teacher, because it's going to hurt you. They like to know. Families like to know, oh, my child, they finished their homework. Oh, they practiced this. Look, they added 1+1 and they got the answer correct and they didn't write it backwards. Parents, families, teachers, they want to know the progression of students. They want to know. It's totally understandable when students are filled in the classroom of 30+ because they don't get that support. But, it takes a village. So we need everybody to be in communication and on one page, on one accord. So I think do not withhold information from the teachers and the parents or the families. Like, they need to know. All right, number five, don't. Don't withhold homework time. Put in time. Do not put the kids in time up for the whole homework time. Like I said, from experience, I've done this before. So I had to sit back and really think. Is this effective? Will they learn from this? Are they growing from this? Am I learning from this? Am I reaching this child? Am I growing, making this child accessible to what they need to grow? And my answer was no. So don't withhold that homework. Please, please, please don't leave a student in timeout dueling on paper or playing with beanie babies just because they aren't following expectations or whatever the case may be. Make sure you are mindful of students' patterns. Some students act out because they are below grade level or reading level, and they don't know that they will get sent out of class or get to stay in timeout and display these shenanigans. They know. They don't know, but they know. They really know. Homework support is free and should be given to all students despite how you feel about a student. Trust me, I know good and well. You have to change the behavior by taking the steps to change the mindset of the child. There will be some you may have to change the consistent routine. They may need a little break before doing homework, or they may need to do homework in a different room, or they might need to use headphones to block out the sound so they won't get distracted. You have to start with a conversation, and then it will be a trial and error after that. But, it's life. Learn, growing pains. Some students may say, oh, you're giving it special privileges. No, you're not. You're just making it more effective for the child, for the student. You can give out a student interest form to, the older students to be able to understand what their needs are. And you can even try different things as a class throughout the week or throughout the month, so students can choose what works for them and you can have a better understanding, and you can just adjust your space and your schedule to meet their needs. I think that's a good one right there. So number six. So I think that this is a skill that they need to practice. Try out different things. It might work, it might not work. Okay, so number six, do not withhold materials. Like I said earlier, you need to create a system to receive your materials back. Ask for donation from parents, check out other resources. There's plenty of free resources out there that you can just tap in and find that some programs and companies are just distributing things that have to do with education to after school programs. Like, y'all gotta do the work, okay? Homework support is free in after school. Well, in my after school, but it is free. Okay, people are hired to help students in after school. Our program, we support homework support. We don't do completion. Completion is upon the child. Okay, just want to get that straight. Okay, So when students see that you are frustrated that the materials are not being returned, they become unmotivated to do their homework because they don't want to cause the stress onto you or cause chaos to the classroom by being involved. That's just my theory. I don't know what studies, but this is from what I experienced. Some may not have supplies to bring to school every day. Y'all got to take into account that. So yeah, I think you should reiterate to your students the importance of being a responsible student. This is a skill you need to practice now so when you get older, you are more prepared than the next person that someone may want to hire you for that skill. It's a hard skill to have. Like, people come to work unprepared all the time. Anyways, everything is a learning experience for you. I let the students know that. Okay, so 7, do not switch out the schedule to do something else instead of homework time. Students need consistency. I feel like students need to be on a schedule because they are looking to you for the answers all the time. My parents know that, and I'm just letting you know that is the truth. So that's my don'ts, and those are my do's. Okay, so as I close out, these are some things I want to think about, or for you to think about. These are some questions that you can write down, jot down, because, you know, we always learning and growing, and we always want the program to improve. So, as an educator, think about, how do you organize and manage your homework center? What did you learn about the practice from seeing it in action? What are some new strategies that you would like to try in your program? What are the benefits of doing this? What outcomes do you expect? What are some challenges? What would you need to do this? So, thank you everyone for listening. Check out this website, which is a great resource that I have used and managed my classroom during homework time. sedl.org/afterschool. They have another information. Search up their toolkits for homework environment. It has really good videos and informations and tools that you can use to help make sure that your homework time is manageable, fun, and lit. Also, stay tuned for the next episode. I will be talking about, you gotta stay tuned. All right, peace out. Bye.